Hundreds of unvaccinated teachers across the state will have their pay slashed as a penalty for not complying with COVID-19 directions. Tim Avia joins me in studio now. Tim, exactly how much are these teachers going to lose?
Well, it depends on actually how much they're paid. So each teacher, it will be different, but effectively they're having their pay cut for 18 weeks. The government had told them it could be up to 20. They've actually made the decision 18 weeks is what they're going to cop. And in that, their pay grade essentially goes down one level. So for some teachers, it will be hundreds. Some, it may be thousands, but that is what they are looking at. And the government has actually sent them these letters, each one, and they're making it clear they're taking this pretty seriously. Part of the letter reads, it's important that you are aware of the seriousness with which the department views your inappropriate behaviour and failure to comply with the direction. You should be aware that any further substantiated allegations and or a breach of the code of conduct or standard of practice will be viewed very seriously and may result in the termination of your employment. But many of these teachers there are really not happy about the pay cut and also their treatment. They view it as double standards, and they are all in given to what previous employees have had, and they're also now looking at the possibility of court action, taking it to the Industrial Relations Commission. But this is what the Professional Association of Teachers here in Queensland had to say about it today.
This is a really extreme financial penalty, because these teachers and educators have been stood down without pay, and that's usually only reserved for those people who have been convicted as criminals.